When you're not talking, you can use the mute. Oh boy, this is Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. Oh, no, sorry, I'm in Al Ain. I always think I'm in Abu Dhabi. It's actually in the Emirate of Abu Dhabi. It's the second city in that Emirate. So I'm in the United Arab Emirates, and I've got a kind of getting over a bad cold. I taught today, so I had to talk to my class. Anyway, and you'll have to put up with my voice. I don't know, we might. I'm glad you could hear. Ahmed says it's okay. Okay, well, we have some good friends with us here. Halima in Uzbekistan was here a moment ago. She sometimes drops out and comes back. We have Rita in Argentina, very dear friend. Lawan Dalha in Nigeria. And Ahmed Abdulaziz, I believe. Is that right? Joining us from Riyadh. You want to say hi, please do.
Yes, hi everybody. It's a pleasure to be here with Vance as usual and with everybody joining him today. Pity that his voice is fading a little bit, but he's making an effort as usual and I'm sure he'll make it. So thank you very much, Vance, for your invitation. I'm sure you'll rock as usual.
Oops. Oh my goodness. I almost did something silly. I almost ended the broadcast. I did that once before. I wanted to mute my mic and I clicked on the hang up button, but it caught me this time. It said, "Are you sure?" Okay, so we're still on the air. Well, thank you, Rita. Lawan, would you like to say hi from Nigeria? And Ahmed, you're welcome to say hi. Is your microphone working?
Hello, everybody. Can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear
Yeah, I hear you fine, Lawan.
Can everybody hear me? Oh, that's good. So, well done.
Yep.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lawan. I'm here from Saudi Arabia. Once here, I'm from Nigeria. Originally from Nigeria, but I'm right now in Saudi Arabia. So thank you so much for the invitation. I look forward to really having an interesting time with all of you. Thank you.
Okay. Lawan is he wrote a book about that's how he wrote a book chapter for a book I co-edited, helped co-edit one section. It was about
That's right.
problems in, well, in Nigeria, in
That's
getting teachers to use technology. And Ahmed, are you speaking to us today?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, we're not that crowded, so you're welcome to join us and catch what we have to say. We just got through with Electronic Village Online, which was a very busy time for us for the months of actually, December, January, and February, we were full of people. We were had one event after another, and we're about to go into a set of conferences, which also presents us. Okay, Ahmed, we see you gesture. What are you trying to tell us? You can text chat also. Oh, how can you speak? If you muted yourself, you need to move the mouse to the top of the screen and unmute yourself, unless you're on an iPad, in which case you tap the screen and you'll see the icon to unmute yourself. You should be able, if you move, if are you on a PC or a Mac, Ahmed? Okay, well, I saw you mute and unmute your mic. Oh, now you're muted. Okay. Now you're unmuted. You should be able to talk. You want to try? No. Okay. It could be a mic problem then. I think maybe your mic is not connected, but we're showing that you're broadcasting. Can't hear you, Ahmed. I'm sorry. Go to settings. If you move the the mic, the mouse to the top of the screen, find the little settings bar, and maybe you can do it that way. But we can't hear you, so I'm so sorry. Halima is back. Halima, how are you? Well, anyway, while people are setting themselves up, I'm going to go ahead and go on to the topic. As I was saying, we don't have a lot of presenters at this time. And so anyway, it just so happens that at my institution, iPads are on the way. So I've been doing a lot of research into iPads. Have you seen my blog post?
Hello?
There you are.
Can you hear me?
We got you. We got you now. Okay. Oh, you switched yourself off again. I heard you ask if we could hear you. Okay. Anyway, have you seen my blog post? Maybe I'll try to. I'll put the link in the text chat. I've been working on it for the last couple of days. So I think that's the starting point. So you need to tell me if you've seen it. Get back to this hangout. Okay, this is the blog post. Perhaps I'll put it in. Have you seen it? Mm-hmm. I need to know where we begin. Okay, Ahmed has seen it. We heard you a minute ago, Ahmed. So it was working for a second. Okay, I'm going to put this. Basically, this post is pretty much what I've found out about iPads, short of actually using them with students. We're almost to the point where the students are going to get them, but at the moment, they don't have them. So I'm speaking now. I'm talking about iPads as someone who's had one in. I've been using one for the last couple of months. The students are about to get them. Yes, I'm pretty close to the mic. Are you having trouble hearing me, Ahmed? Someone else want to give me a mic check? Is my mic clear? I know my voice isn't. Ahmed is asking me to speak louder.
Talking about iPads as someone who's had one. I've been.
Okay, I hear the echo. So it's. I have to apologize about my voice. It's. I just have a cold.
Hearing me, Ahmed. Someone else want to get my mic? Is my mic clear? I know my voice isn't.
Okay, Ahmed. That's your mic that's feeding back to us. So you need to mute your microphone when you're not talking. Otherwise, we hear ourselves. We hear the echo.
I hear the echo. So,
can you mute your mic? I might. Yes, you got it. Good for you. That's the perfect etiquette. So anyway, don't worry about it. We're just enjoying ourselves right now. So. This is as close, as loud as I can go right now. But I'm going to start a screen share and see if I can get that blog up on the screen. Let me just start a screen share. If I can find it. Let's see. Oh, where would it be? Okay, this is going to make... I'm sharing Google Chrome, but that's going to cause real big problems. And there we go. Yep, now I'm going to get it back. Okay, it should be okay. It should be under control now. I've got a big problem, though. I'm going to have to stop that, and because I just realized why you don't. You have to open your screen share in a new window. Because otherwise it's in a tab on this browser, and I can't share it without coming over my Hangout window. So if I'm going to look at the Hangout, I'm stuck. Okay, anyway, let me get another browser open. I'll do this. So what about you? Can you tell me what you do with iPads or what you'd like to talk about? If you'd like to talk about something else, that's fine too. Are you using iPads, Lawan or Ahmed in Saudi Arabia? Oh, well, Ahmed wrote me that he's not only that, he's that was the subject of his master's dissertation. And you were doing something through RSS. I can't remember exactly what it was. Do you want to tell us what you're doing with iPads, Ahmed? Give my voice a little relief.
Well,
okay, sure. Can you hear me now?
Yep, perfectly.
Okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
You can hear me.
My use of iPads in my classroom is a little bit limited now. I don't use it like much because I'm trying to get hold on all the applications and all the programs that I can use in my classroom in order to start. But for the time being, I'm just using the iTunes podcasting. And using the RSS, which is the subscription model that you all know. It's just once you subscribe, all the podcast episodes are automatically downloaded to your digital device. So I just make my students familiar with this, and then I direct them to certain podcasts that I find useful for them. The other thing is I can also attach a script to any audio file that I have using the iTunes piece of software.
Okay. I think we're hearing echo. Could be from Lawan.
The other thing that I do is random educational applications that I use. I've had educational games and stuff like this, but I haven't created an e-syllabus for my students, and this is the next step I'm trying to. But in my dissertation, I'm just highlighting the importance of using the iPad or any portable device, how to better teach using these devices. And you know, we're talking about the screenagers or the millennials. So all students now use these devices. So if we don't use these devices in our teaching and we bring that to our teaching, we're creating a gap between teachers and students.
Yeah, I used to work in Saudi Arabia, and I'm sure it's changed quite a lot. Could I ask, if you're not speaking, can you, mute yourself? Thank you very much. Okay. That's fine. Rita just showed us something called 27 tips and tricks to get the most out of your iPad Air. And I'm just looking at it now. She put it in the text chat. I'll just pull up the screen share now. I think I can do it now. Here it is. Okay, let's share the screen. All right, there we are. So now this is what Rita was showing us. So what we're kind of doing is trying to share things like this. What I'll add this to my blog post. My blog post is here. I've been working on it for some time. Last week we talked about The Wizard of Apps by Joyce Valenza, and I found the video, which you can play at your leisure if you want. I put the link in the text chat. And basically there are a lot of resources. I'll add Rita's in here. These are resources that just give a lot of information about iPads. But one that I thought was really interesting is this one. This educators, let me just find one that's, I guess I'll start with this one. I'll open this in a new tab. Oh, that's interesting. You can't see from my screen what I was doing. Okay, this one, Educational Technology Mobile Learning. This is just chock full of information about iPads. Are you familiar with the site? There, all of these links here are from that site. There's all kinds of stuff. For example, here, let me show you this list of, if I open this one, okay, this is from the same page, the educators, Education Tech Tools. You just missed the cat go across the screen. So this is, goodness, it's not, here we go. Nope, it's not loading in yet. Okay. I think it's lost my screen share. Well, in any event, here we are. Let's come back. It's not refreshing here. It's refreshing now. Okay. So all of these are categories. There are 27 categories, or actually there are 26 categories of kinds of apps. So if you take, say, the first one, which is digital storytelling apps, open that one, and again, you find, I think in this case, about a dozen particular apps. So each link opens up a new world of applications. And with that, that's what I've been doing with my teacher's toolkit, is I've been having a look at a lot of apps. These are some apps that, looks like my video has dropped out. But basically, we have apps that the students are putting onto their computers. I have a list of apps here, which I don't think you can see. Can you see my screen share, or is it gone?
It's gone.
Okay, thank you for that feedback. Well, my video's back. Screen share should come back. Okay, so anyway, basically, when we did this last week, it was an interesting discussion, but we really didn't have a lot of information. So what I've done is I've gone out and tried to find as much information as I could. Also, I see Rita has put another one into the text chat. Anatomy of iPad specs. Maybe you could talk about those, Rita. And also, Ahmed, I'd be very interested in knowing what kind of podcast you're sending your students to. Would you like to tell us? To talk, you have to unmute yourself.
I'm sorry, Steven. So I have a problem. I think I hear echoes.
Very interested in knowing what kind of podcast you're sending your students to.
I think the echoes are coming from Lawan. Lawan needs to mute his microphone because he's not wearing earphones, and so he's listening to speakers, and the voices are going back into his microphone, causing echoes. So Lawan, can you mute yourself, please? Can you mute your microphone? I might try to do that myself from here. No, I'm not able to. For some reason, I can't mute it myself, Lawan. You'll have to. You have to go to the top of your screen and cut off your microphone. So, Lawan, okay. Now it's caused by Ahmed. Lawan found the mute. Okay. Now, go ahead, Ahmed. When you talk, you won't hear echo.
Okay. I'm sorry. So what was the question again, Mr. Steven?
For some reason, I can't mute myself, Lawan.
My question was, what podcasts are you using with your students?
Okay. So, Lawan, So
no,
the podcast that I the podcast that I use.
The one found the mute. Okay. Now please. When you talk, you won't hear
me. I'm using one of the very.
Question again. For some reason, I can't mute.
Just a second.
What podcasts are you using with
good podcasts that I use with my students is ESLPOD English Cafe, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan, one of the senior researchers in the educational development in California. ESLPOD, this is a podcast that started in 2006. And what's good about this podcast is they release one episode every week. So they have been doing this since 2006. So now we have almost, if it's one episode a week, about 400 episodes. And these episodes are about different topics, tackling the American culture and like various different topics. Like he sometimes talks about the educational system in the United States. Sometimes he talks about like the best movie, the best book. So like different topics. And at the end of each episode, he answers some questions about the language, the English language. These questions are sent by students around all over the world, like students from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Europe, and everywhere. I find it very useful. Shall I continue?
Sorry, I had to unmute myself so I could talk. When you're not talking, if you mute yourself, try muting yourself now and see if we can stop the echo. It's only yes in the chat. So just try to mute your microphone. You can see it's still active. If you can mute your microphone. If you can mute your microphone, then the echo may stop.
If you mute yourself, try muting yourself now.
Okay. There we go. Okay, there's no echo now. So now, can you give us the link to the ESL pod? That sounds interesting. I'd like to know more about it. Okay, I'm going to mute myself now.
Can I say one more thing?
If you mute the microphone, the echo may stop. If you mute yourself, try muting yourself now.
Okay. There we go. Okay, there's no echo now.
Yes, no
echo
now.
Can you give us the link to the ESL pod?
Sure. Can I say one more thing?
That sounds interesting. I'd like to know more about it. Okay, I'm going to mute myself now.
Okay. What's for me as a teacher, I find this podcast useful because.
Sure. Can I say one more thing?
One.
I'm
sorry for the inconvenience. I don't know. I'm not good at this. But okay. Anyway, whenever this.
I have another idea. What's causing it? Have you got the stream going? You're listening to the stream. If you shut off the
I find this podcast useful because
it's probably the screen, the stream at webedsinaction.org. Okay, got it. That's coming in at a delay. Okay, great. I mean, you're going to be a great participant from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, let me.
We help each other here.
Thank you. Okay. Wow. Now I'm enjoying the session. Okay. yes. The good thing about this podcast is actually first this man, this doctor, when he talks and comes across a new word or a word that he thinks that the students might not know, he gives the spelling of this word and gives the meaning of this word, and he speaks at a normal speed, but not as normal as people speak on TV. So this podcast is mainly for English learners. So he speaks a little bit slowly and gives the spelling and gives the meaning of the new words while speaking. So I always tell my students, so you just need to listen to this podcast. You don't need to have a pencil. You don't need to have a piece of paper. You don't need to be sitting at a desk. Just listen to this podcast while driving, while working out. You will enjoy it, and they find the topics useful and different every time, interesting, and also he answers, like I said, the language questions at the end of each podcast. This is one of, I'm going to write the link now. This is one of the, like, ESL POD is actually two podcasts. That was one. The other one is provided by the same person and hosted by the same person, and the same link is called ESL POD. The first one was English Cafe. This one is ESL POD, and this is actually a conversation. And this podcast is started in 2006 for like two conversations a week. Now we have probably about 900 conversations. About like a conversation about Halloween, the conversation with the mechanic, a conversation, and he uses different idioms and expressions in the conversation, and it works this way. First, he gives the he has the conversation with another person at a very very slow speed, and then explains all the idioms and expressions mentioned in the conversation, and after that has the same conversation at a very normal speed, very fast, with the other person. So students learn expressions, learn a lot of different language items. And one last thing, I know I'm sorry, I'm taking too long. One last thing is for the English Cafe, if you're using your iPad or even any Android device, or iPhone, by just if you tap the screen, you can find the new words of the English Cafe mentioned in the talk. You find the new words and you find the topic of the episode written already for you. You can see it while listening. For the ESL POD, the conversation podcast, you can have the script of the conversation written in front of you on your device. You can take a look at the conversation while listening to the person. So I'm gonna write you the link. It's very easy to find. It's one of the hottest podcasts on iTunes, Apple Store. It's English. When I Google English Cafe, it's on the first link. But I'm gonna do it now and give you the link for it, for ESLPOD, English as a Second Language podcast, and here is the URL.
Okay, I put a couple of links in there. I found the one for English Pod, and then there you can also find English Cafe, English Pod Cafe. I noticed they had an episode about Typhoid Mary. There is an interesting Radiolab broadcast about Typhoid Mary. And I think if you had the two of them, the slow one, and then the other one, which is very interesting and very well done, tells how she lived her life after she was caught for the second time. Because she was a cook, that's how she made her living. She couldn't stop cooking. And so they had to take her and put her on an island opposite New York. Anyway, it's interesting how she lived on that island. They had to quarantine her. Okay, so, oh good, an index for the website, that's very good. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, go ahead, Ahmed.
Well, one more thing, this podcast is actually one of my favorites because it actually applies the theory of crashing, which is I plus one. It's not for true beginners or beginner levels. It's not for really advanced ones. Yes, those advanced students can benefit. They can always benefit from this podcast, vocabulary wise and information wise. But it's not for beginners. It's for intermediate levels. And he doesn't use a concurrent translation. He never uses Arabic or any other language. It's just English. And like I said, it's easy to understand.
Yeah, Radiolab is not .com. It's .org. I'm sorry about that. So Radiolab.org. Excuse me. Oh yeah, Rita, what do you know on a tablet or iPad that will let your students record their own podcasts? Have you got any really good apps for that?
Not yet, Vance. I'm sorry. I should, you know, devote some time to this, and I promised that I would, but I haven't had the time yet. But I was thinking of, yes, letting the students record their own podcasts, something which I did very, very successfully with Podomatic. Remember, I love that one. I'm not that sure that I would be able to go on using it, but maybe it comes up naturally and well in an iPad. I'm going to try it right now. I'm going to go to Podomatic, and I'm going to tell you whether it works. So yeah, that could be a good option. But I promise I'm going to do some sort of research on this, and I'm going to send it to you or just add it on your blog. Okay?
Okay. There was one app I came across that lets you write and speak.
Hello.
And put pictures up. Yes, Halima?
Hello?
Hello? We're listening. Anyway, I'm looking on my iPad trying to find that app. The trouble is, until you get with students, you don't really know exactly what really works. And also, I've been getting a lot of information lately, and it hasn't, you know, maybe it's right about. I think it might be right about.
Hello.
Yes. Here it is. Right about. Okay. Let's see if I can put this up. Okay, this is right about create your own story. So basically, you can include photos, text, and you can also record your voice. And so that's kind of cool if you really want to. You can add browse their collection for pictures. Hey, my voice is clearing up. Or you can take your own photo. I suppose you can probably get pictures from your iPad as well. Add text, a little small box here for that. Uh-oh, my video is gone. My voice came back, but my video... Anyway, it's called Write About.
Thanks. I see you the question.
Sure.
I think the question mentioned Russian. If I'm only a Russian speaker, I think this is directed to me. Lava, it was your question?
No. He was asking about Radiolab.
About Russian language.
Yeah. I said the site was radiolab.com. It's probably a Russian site.
I think language doesn't matter, being Russian, Uzbek, or English. Only application of this technique. If we know how to use iPads effectively in our classroom, it doesn't matter what language. It can be in Russia. I think that we must focus in much more on didactics, how to prepare content material, how to match with students, how to make like classes, how to make blended learning to organize, and what will be input working practice and our anticipated outworks. All things are for mastering English.
Yes, of course. We're trying to apply these to our situations. I think I might.
Thank you very much, Erica, for your explanation. Yeah. What about Vance? What about VoxelPop? What do you think about it? I have sometimes used it with my students, and I ask them to, like, in a speaking exercise, and I ask them to record their voice. I give them a sort of homework, so each record his voice and post it. And we get
I have used VoxelPop. I haven't used it as an application, as an app. I'm sorry. Incidentally, Speed of Creativity. We just put more tutorial creating narrated photos with iPad. That's with AudioBoo. Oh, AudioBoo is really good. I've been using that. It will let you record, or it will also let you upload an MP3 file. And I find that it works really well. We've been, in the work I'm doing, we are trying to help students prepare speaking for radio contact with control towers. And so the speaking, we found that using AudioBoo, we can actually get them to upload conversations, whereas with any of the others, we haven't been able to. So that AudioBoo is really good. I'm going to put a link here. This link, this is for Ahmed, radiolab.org, and it's a story of how, well, let's see, North Brother Island is where Typhoid Mary was kept after she had infected so many people. It's a very interesting story if you have some background on Typhoid Mary, if you listen to the podcast through Slow ESL. You talk about I plus one. That's a really interesting rendition of that story. It draws people into it. So that might go very well.
I see. I understood the question. Mm-hmm. Migration.
Yeah. Are you able to use iPads, Halima? Do your students or the people there have iPads? Halima's in Uzbekistan, in Tashkent. Oh, she's dropped out again. Connectivity is poor there. Anyway, she tries very hard to train her teachers. Are you using them yourself, Lawan?
And I know that iPads are used there instead of books. Children will not bring books in schools or content. Experiment. But in Uzbekistan, I think that iPads are only sampling the applications, not seriously also made some research how to use them in class. I would like to know how to say.
Do you think your students prefer iPads or laptops? Uh-huh. As for Ahmed or anybody.
Mm-hmm. I think that this format is good, but I prefer to see much more details, do as I do. We have many iPads. This application in classroom for teachers and for students. Our university, yes, our university makes the four steps. It will be installed with iPad. How many iPads must be in class? many iPads, every student, because our students are not so rich enough. Maybe one iPad for two students, it's good. What will be the option?
iPad is kind of personal, but I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Rita, thank you very much.
Has anybody ever tried sharing devices like iPads?
We are living in the...
I think Rita was the one experienced teacher here. We're getting some echo. Might be Halima. Maybe can you mute when you're not talking? Everyone else is muted. Okay, now there's no echo. Rita, do you have things to add? Anyway, she's text chatting, says that students can work in groups. I have a lot of experience with students with their own laptops or going to computer labs and working. Obviously, it's good if each student has his own or her own computer. Of course, if you use iPads, you could also use the mobile devices. There could be other tablets. You could use, you know, Android devices. Halima, bad connection today. Do you think that, is it possible to use a mobile device like an Android or an iTab or an iPad, sorry, an iPhone? I don't know if they would replace an iPad. What do you think? Would it be possible?
Well, I think that can I be heard? Yes, am I
yes.
heard?
Yes.
Well, I think that there are different kinds of activities for each kind of device. So we should try to adapt what we have and use the device that we have handy. If the students, they have all got an iPad, that would be the ideal thing. Now, if they have got phones, then we should try to find which activities they could do and prepare the right activity depending on their needs as well. But everything is possible. And of course, PCs and laptops are the most complete tools to use, but it's not always possible to have them.
Yeah, I can see doing things like taking polls in class, let's say using Socrative, something like that. That could be done equally well on an iPhone or iPad. I just haven't really tried AudioBoo and some other applications on iPads. But normally I find very limited functionality on my iPhone. Sorry. Yeah, my iPhone, I get frustrated when I'm trying to do things on my iPhone. I get frustrated when I'm doing things on the iPad that I know I can do so easily on a laptop. Anyway, iPads have their affordances, and it's a matter of finding those. One thing, for example, you can get all your students to open Dropbox. You can send them PDFs in your Dropbox folder. They can get it. They can fill it in, annotate it using Adobe Reader, and then they can put it in a Dropbox folder that they share with you. And you know, that's very easy to do on an iPad.
Stevens?
Yes.
Yes. You said that they can edit that PDF using Adobe
yes.
Reader?
Yes, I believe so.
Adobe Reader? How do you... R-E-A?
Adobe Reader. I believe it edits. I'm not sure. There are PDF annotators. I think that's what we're using. I'd have to get out my iPad again. Let me see what I've got here. Um, let's see, maybe like EduCreations. Is that it? Oh. Nope, maybe explain everything. I'll try that one. Whoops. I'm trying to find where I was doing this work with my colleagues. Explain, maybe it's explain everything. Yes, here we go. All right. Okay, here is, well, okay. Here's a document that I think it's just a text file, a kind of a pages document or something like that, but you can write on it. This, the application here is explain everything. I believe we were using this one to...
Vince, can you please type the name of the application?
Explain everything.
Oh, this is the name of the application, okay.
Yeah. Should be in the App Store.
Okay.
Explain everything.
Is it different from Adobe Reader or Read?
Well, yeah, this application, you can use documents and then write on them. Actually, this is not Adobe Reader, I think, will do that. Let me just see if I can... What I have to do is I have to start with a PDF and then open it in Adobe Reader. I don't know where I can find a PDF on my Mac. Oops. Okay. Because this is one of the frustrations about Macs, I don't know where the files are. So let's see. Maybe even an explain spin. Maybe someone's. Oops. Playback all slides. Oh.
Rita is sharing the name of another application.
The way we normally do it, I think, if say someone sends you a PDF file. And you can open that file in different applications. You can open that file in Adobe Reader, and you should. The version I've seen is you can work on it. But I've actually done that on PC, but there it's newer versions of Adobe Reader. It hasn't always been a functionality. Penultimate. Okay. I'm going to copy this text chat and put it in the archive for this talk. Always lots of good things.
Yeah, I just want to add that students here in Saudi Arabia, especially in Riyadh, in my university, they're rich and they could afford iPads. And actually, most of them do. They have iPads already in the classroom, and mainly iPhone. But if we ask them to bring iPads, and they see the use of the benefit of using this device, they would bring it to the classroom. It's just we need a solid curriculum.
Reason.
Sorry?
A connection to the curriculum.
Yes.
I've heard somewhere, and I always tell people that if you're asked if what you're going to do is in the curriculum, you tell them that the curriculum is in it. So there's something that you're trying to do that the curriculum fits. So try looking at it that way. Magda is in the text chat. I just noticed her because I was disconnected. Looks like she came here 21 minutes ago, and she's been listening to our conversation. And let's see, Edmodo, she's talking about in the text chat. This is in the chat wing text chat at webesinaction.org/live. Edmodo, she says, is useful because if the students don't have iPads, they can use their computer or even their phones. So it's good for any device. Evernote is very good. So I think in my blog, I've linked to a blog post that someone else wrote about how they use Evernote across platforms. Evernote and Dropbox is another, but Evernote lets you do a lot of things. It's pretty versatile. Okay.
Like Pocket, can you use it? Is it also useful, like Pocket, for example?
What do you have in your pocket?
Yeah. There's also a program called Pocket. This one.
Pocket.
Yeah. That's right. I think you know it.
It's an app for iPad.
Yeah, I don't know whether they have it on the App Store, but you can use it the way you use the Evernote as well.
Pocket. Pocket.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we can look that up.
Yeah, and I just want to add to what Ahmed said regarding iPads in our schools. Like, for example, I even wanted to ask if you could use iPad for like testing, like exams and other things. Like presently, my institutions, we have a lot of iPads, I think, in stock. And I remember last semester we were talking about starting e-testing using these iPads. So I attended a meeting in one of the e-technology group, which they were discussing about implementing the e-test using the iPads. But the program didn't take off, so it has been held on. And I think we might be doing it next semester. So do you use it for testing in the class? Like to conduct examination, for example?
We don't, because our students don't even have iPads now. And I'm sure we'd have to build in some trust and integrity, security, before we use them on tests.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I just, on my iPad, I divided the applications into groups. One of the groups is classroom management, and I use these applications for classroom management. They are Edmodo, Teacher Kit, Power Teacher, and Bubble Sheet. So this is one group. The other group is file sharing. I want my students to be able to share their files once they create them. So for the file sharing group, I have Dropbox and CloudOn, Mosaic, and FileHub for file sharing.
You know, what you might do, Ahmed, if you don't mind, if you could visit my blog, leave any comments like that on some of the things that I've put just about everything I know about apps, which isn't as much as I'm going to know a week from now, but this is my blog. Perhaps you could visit there and add any apps in those groups that you think are really interesting. It'd be really nice to get your feedback on those.
And how can I get to the archive, to the previous recording?
Archive of recordings here is at learningtogether.net. I'll put that link in here.
Okay.
Together.
Yes, I just have a question, Vance.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep, hear you.
Yeah, though we're still talking about iPads and the applications that we use for teaching and including our classes, how is it different from like when we have other tablets like Samsung tabs and other things, and you know that it will have some applications which are very useful for education. How is that different from iPads? How is iPad different from other, like Samsung tablets, for example, or notes? If you want to use them in your class, is there any difference with iPads?
My understanding is that iPad seems to have more applications for it than other devices, but I've got an Android device around here somewhere, which is similar. Some schools encourage their students to bring their own devices, and in that case, you're looking for applications and cross-platform. And so, if your school buys all your students iPads, that's what you use. It's our case.
Comparing the Android to the Apple devices, and just let me talk about one thing, which is podcasting, because I'm interested in this area. I've come across the podcast application for Android. It's not called Podcast. It's called KeysCast. KeysCast is actually I find the two applications. Apple Store uses the application called Podcast. Android, they use KeysCast, and I find the two applications actually, they are competing each other in terms of showing the script attached to the audio file. It's for the Android, when you use KeysCast, the script is shown in kind of a more reader-friendly way than the Apple devices. It used to be better before, but the new version of iOS is different. You just go to the icon, and then you find the script. So this is one thing regarding just the podcasting technology.
Yeah, well, take Hangout for iPad. You can enter the Hangout on your iPad, but it's much different from the laptop experience. It's a bit truncated. So I guess the device, you know, whoever writes the app, and of course there could be many podcast apps for iPad. There is one on your computer, but again, you could use different ones. You can use your browser. You can get the podcast from a browser if you want. But I'm going to have to leave too. Rita is gone. We've been here for an hour. We're here every Sunday usually. Next Sunday we're here. We're talking to Aiden Ye in Taiwan. She's going to talk about a poetry project that she does with her Taiwan students at the same time, 1400 GMT. She'll be in Blackboard Collaborate Illuminate. And it'll be at the same time, 1400 GMT. It's next Sunday. You're welcome to join us. We have the PBWorks, my learningtogether.net. No, sorry. Learningtogether.pbworks.com is where we plan our shows. And actually, the idea is that anybody who wants to host a show or host a discussion, like I'm doing now, I'm not presenting anything, I'm just hosting. You're more than welcome to do that. If you have a topic that you'd like to talk about, you're welcome to find an empty week. And actually, starting from April, May, June, we don't have anything lined up. Things generally get kind of busy toward the end of the year. And anyway,
Can you type in your email, Vance?
Okay.
It's okay. He's good.
That's at gmail.com. That's my user ID, Google. So vancestev@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Vance, for hosting us this time around. It's been long. I haven't attended Learning Together. And of course, Ahmed, it's nice to meet you here.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Nice to see you in motion. We've had a lot of interaction.
I hope to meet you in Riyadh. We'll be coming to Riyadh for Qasr.
Okay.
In May, right?
Are you both in Riyadh?
No, I'm in Yambu.
You're in Yambu. Okay.
Yeah.
This is like
we're having a language teachers conference, which is coming up in May.
Oh, okay.
In Riyadh, yeah.
Sure, I'll be there.
So I hope to go there because they accepted my paper, so I hope to be there, inshallah.
Good. We're having Tisol Arabia is coming next week. I don't know if sometimes we have visitors from Saudi
Arabia. I haven't.
Actually, I met you, Vince, in 2012. I presented at Tisol Arabia. And I had the course about mobile learning. That was a pre-conference course. Just one last question, Vince, before now the blog that you have is about the applications that teachers can use. But is there anything about how to utilize these how to actually use these applications in class? Is it for mind mapping? It has to be what are the stages of the lesson? Where does this application fit in
this? Yes, that's actually what I'm a little ignorant of right now, because we're just getting iPads. We haven't used them with students. The students don't have them yet. So I'm just using these. You're asking exactly the question that I would like to have had answered tonight, last week, and that I hope that I will be more in a position to answer. If the students get their iPads this week, of course, we'll be learning from the students, learning with the students, and obviously from each other. I'm trying to meet colleagues who know something about the topic, can help, just help. Of course, there's learning is everywhere. You can find, so many resources. But that's exactly what I would like to know, because it's going to not be very useful if you don't really know what you're doing, how you can do exactly what you just said. So,
you're actually using, when I attended last time, I heard that some of the colleges in the UAE, in Dubai or in Abu Dhabi, they're using the iPads and getting rid of the textbooks. So
yes.
Some of them were sharing were reflecting on that. But so I thought that you had already started using iPads with the students, and you have already the electronic or digital syllabi that you use.
Well, I'm aware. I was at a conference at UAE University a couple of months ago, and they are one of the universities that has gone into paperless environment, and all the students have iPads. So of course we learn from them. It's kind of hard to get across what you actually do with these things. I've been to so many presentations where that question really hasn't been answered. And you can see examples of what people do, but it's hard to get a feel, unless you're really forced into that situation.
Sure, yes.
So I think, as someone who usually does have a feel for technology, I'm not, how it can be applied, I'm not too worried about it, but I know that's exactly what I'm trying to find out.
But Vance, are we not using technology just like teaching aids? The form of a method that we require in the class. Let's, for example, you have certain aspect to teach of language, certain language aspect that you want to teach. So you look for the right, if you use the right method, then with the method you have a tool like the one of technologies being used to teach that particular item.
Well,
is it not what Ahmed means?
You can, if you know how to teach, and you know, also I've studied a lot of Arabic. I've found very bad teachers, very good teachers. The very good teachers are people who want to talk to you, they care about you, they want to listen to you. And the very bad teachers are the ones who want to teach you what they think you should know. So if you find what students are interested in, and then you use the iPads to help them discover their interests and their creativity, then I think that your teaching will fall into place. That's what I'm hoping will happen. And certainly it's that way with laptops. You know, I don't know, Ahmed, you're nodding. That's kind of what you're doing. I agree,
and I'm actually writing this down. I mean, it has to go this way. Finding out what students need and what's good for them, and then looking for applications that help you do that, or help you meet the needs.
Yeah. And help get them off the games that they want to play with their iPads and their laptops and things like that.
That's one aspect. It's substituting the games, right?
you have to engage them. And actually what I do is I use a task-based approach, so I'll give my students something that they must do. They're going to get a grade on it, say, by Sunday. They have to do it by then. And then I don't worry them too much if they're relaxing a little bit, but I just make sure they're on task. And usually they come to me and they ask for help with the task. So, and I might be working with this pocket of students, and these guys, I don't know what they're doing. And I give them several different tasks, so they have to do this, this, and this. And at the end of the day, I want to see what I asked for, and I mark them on that. And if they're playing around too much, they don't make it.
Yeah, I remember every class I normally create this WhatsApp group with my class, and we always try to chat over the WhatsApp regularly. Sometimes we even ask like informal questions or questions that have to do with the class. As a way to engage them.
I hope you guys will be able to join us again.
Thank you very much.
The email is .gmail.com.
At gmail.com,
yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh.
Since someone was coming just now at the end.
We're recording this. It's going up on YouTube, so you'll be able to play it again. At the webedsinaction.org/live, as soon as we stop the recording, it will be posted. You can play it at that URL. It will play the recording for you. I always make an MP3 of the recording because the learningtogether.net is a podcast site as well. It has a feed. So I hope the feed is working. But anyway, all these sessions we have are all recorded and archived. So thank you very much for joining us, Ahmed and
thank you,
Lawan. Appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting us, Vince. And we hope we can meet again.
Yeah. Obviously, we can learn a lot from each other. So it's March 9th, 2014. This is a Learning Together session, weekly session, and we just had a very nice discussion about iPads and applications from one guy over here who knows what he's talking about, Ahmed. So anyway, hope to meet you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Catch you guys later.
Take care.
Bye. You have to leave first. I'm going to stop the broadcast. Bye-bye.